Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday night, I think. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on this 27th of January. Coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. And, of course, as I always remind you, check out American Free Press on the Internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Check out the Barnes Review at BarnesReview.com. I was talking to the folks down at American Free Press today, gave them a call and reminded them to remind the AFP readers about the editorial in the New York Times, which I mentioned to you the other day. The editorial was published some days ago, bashing Jim Traficant and reminding, or I should say, telling the voters of Youngstown, Ohio, that they have no business considering Jim Traficant for Congress again, or for any office for that matter. Well, you know, the people of Youngstown, Ohio, can make up their minds for themselves, and the New York Times folks can go to hell. Well, that having been said, you know that today is officially or unofficially an international holiday. It's never been, well, I don't know. We don't take the day off yet. We don't get a federal holiday here in the United States yet. But you know what it is. It's International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Ooh. Doesn't that just get you all excited? Doesn't that just make you feel good? I mean, you're supposed to sit back and think about the Holocaust. How about the other Holocausts? Now, there's only one Holocaust, you know, we're supposed to think about today. We're not supposed to think about the Irish who were Holocausted by the British. We're not supposed to think about all those Africans that were taken in as slaves and brought across the Atlantic in the holds of ships as slaves. God knows how many died on the way. We're not supposed to think about the Ukrainians who died under Soviet rule. We're not supposed to think about all the Russians that were slaughtered by the Jewish communist governments. We're not supposed to think about the Armenians. God, you know, the list goes on and on. Forgive me if I've missed anybody. I mean, all the people who have died, who have mass groups of people who have died in their own Holocaust of one form or another, but this International Holocaust Remembrance Day commemorating the quote-unquote liberation of the work facility known as Auschwitz, it is big news in the world media today because it's the only Holocaust that we're allowed to commemorate. But, you know, in some respects, it's actually celebrated. That's the irony of the whole thing, folks. The people that want us to commemorate it actually celebrate it. I have never known such a group of people who are so obsessed with their own purported deaths and dying. I mean, they claim that the Romans killed several billion Jews. I think 40 billion was the number. Billion. Remember, folks, I'm not making this up. I know it sounds like this is a comic routine. I know that there's some of you out there who maybe have tuned into this program for the first night, for the first time ever, and they're saying, who is this guy Piper? He thinks it's funny to say that Jewish people claim that 40 billion Jews were killed by the Germans. Not by the Germans, by the Romans. Well, it may not have been 40 billion. I don't have the figure handy, folks. But I know that the Jews have claimed in their religious writings that there were some 1 billion plus Jews killed by the Romans. It's not a joke. They say this. It's in their writings, folks. It's not funny, but it is. Let's go to a break.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. You might notice my voice is a little raw this evening. I have a touch of a cold, but I've been taking some homeopathic remedies. And we're going to count on that to save me. But in any case, yeah, this is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Okay. I've done it for the record. Typically, of course, they always time things to go along with their particular holidays. They like to invade countries at Purim. You know, that's the celebration where they slaughtered 75,000 Persians. And, of course, they want to slaughter more Persians, as evidenced by the comments by the president of Israel, Peres, who said that Iran is a danger to the entire world. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that Israel is a danger to the entire world. That's right, I said it. I know that upsets a lot of people because they say Israel represents the apple of God's eye, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Boo-hoo-hoo, ad nauseum, and so forth. But yes, I said Israel is a danger to the entire world. And, you know, frankly, I'm here to tell you, I'm even going to go a little bit further than that. Not just the state of Israel. Is it danger to the entire world? Why is that? Let me just address that. Why is the state of Israel a danger to the entire world? Because they're getting the United States, which was once the most powerful, most respected, most beloved country on the face of the planet. They have gotten the United States into wars, repeated wars, on behalf of the State of Israel and the Zionist International. And as a consequence of that, people worldwide hold the United States in contempt for allowing a small but wealthy and powerful group of people to dictate its policies, when in fact they know the American people could rise up in their presumed righteous might and stomp down these manipulators, these parasites that have gotten this country into trouble. And people around the world look at the United States and say, why do you allow yourselves to be manipulated? They feel sorry for us on the one hand, they hold us in contempt on the other, and rightly so. Yes, that's why the State of Israel is a danger to the entire world. But I'm also going to go a little bit further, ladies and gentlemen, and this may shock some of our listeners. It may shock many of our listeners. I'm not going to say that the Jewish people are a danger to the entire world, because the Jewish people, in and of themselves, aren't a danger to the entire world. Just this morning, kind of interesting, folks, I just woke up this morning having a very pleasant dream about a very nice old lady that I knew and was closely associated with for many years. And when I woke up, I realized that this was the anniversary of her death. Yesterday would have been her birthday, but this was the anniversary of her death. And I was having this dream about this very, very nice lady who was a very dear friend of mine. And you know, this lady came from a Jewish family, but the entire family converted to a form of primitive Christianity, and then this lady herself later became a classic Southern Baptist and held Jesus Christ very near and dear to her heart. So no, I'm not here to say that the Jewish people are a danger to the entire world, but I can tell you that the leadership of the Jewish people, the organized Jewish groups in America, the Jewish political action committees, the various Jewish lobbies, and all of the people that support those organizations are a danger to the entire world. And I'll tell you why they're a danger to the entire world, ladies and gentlemen, because they are enemies of a very basic freedom that we have guaranteed by our Constitution. I know a lot of people don't give a damn about the Constitution, but the First Amendment to the Constitution does guarantee freedom of speech, among other things. And the vast majority of the Jewish people in America who have lent their support to the Jewish leadership, who constitute what we call the Jewish lobby, some want to call it the Israel lobby, but it's much bigger than that, it is the Jewish lobby, they have been behind things like the Patriot Act. They have been behind measures like this insane bill that Senator Charles Schumer introduced right after the Oklahoma City bombing that would crack down on conspiracy theories and implicate the government. They are behind measures to limit freedom, folks, and most prominently they have been behind the kind of measures that we see in force in what I understand are 17 countries, criminalizing discussion of issues such as, quote-unquote, the Holocaust, and other things relating to, well, frankly, Jewish power. And when people are working so assiduously to take away rights, you know, we've always been told that we need to fight for our rights. We've always been told that. We, during the Civil Rights era, the people who fought against the policies that were in place, the segregation and so forth, those people, like Dr. Martin Luther King, were hailed as heroes. Fighting for liberty, fighting for freedom. Well, my God, the people who are going to have to fight back against these insane totalitarian laws that the Jewish people are trying to impose upon the people of the world, well, those people are liberty fighters for liberty too, folks. And I'm not, believe me, I'm not ignoring the Palestinian people and their fight for a homeland. I'm just looking at it right now from an American perspective, because we are threatened here in this country. And if they take away whatever rights we have in this country, we are perhaps the last bastion of some semblance of freedom, where we can break this powerful combine, we can break its back, bring it to its knees, stomp all over it, and put an end to it, and then therefore stop sending American troops all over the world on behalf of causes that aren't American. You see, it's very circular, folks. It's all very circular. So we do face a danger. We do face a danger now when we see Bishop Williamson. You forgot about him, didn't you? Bishop Williamson. Well, the German government is calling him in for questioning. Well, Bishop Williamson isn't in Germany right now. Will they kidnap him as they tried to kidnap my friend Dr. Frederick Tobin of the Adelaide Institute? He only got out of going being sent from Britain to Germany because, in the first place, as I understand it, of a flawed arrest warrant, but number two, because there was some uprising amongst the people of Britain and even among the chattering class, as they call it, about the concept that someone should be kidnapped on British soil and then taken to another country to be prosecuted on charges that were not recognized in Britain, that is, quote-unquote, Holocaust denial. But Bishop Williamson, right on the eve of International Holocaust Remembrance Day, this toadying, corrupt government in Germany, has issued an announcement they're going to call Bishop Williamson in for questioning. Well, I tell you what, folks. I tell you what, here's a scenario. I don't want to see it happen. I don't want to see it happen, but here's a scenario that should happen. Here's the scenario that should happen, ladies and gentlemen. Bishop Williamson should agree to come to Germany for questioning. And once in Germany, the German government, controlled by occupation forces, a thoroughly corrupt government, a government that doesn't have the guts to stand up for its own people, a government that's even more shameless, I suppose, than the government of the United States. I'd like to see the German government take Bishop Williamson into custody and imprison Bishop Williamson. And at that point, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I would like to see? I would like to see Catholics all over the world rise up in disgust at these Holocaust denial laws and the imprisonment of a bishop, along with thousands of other people over the past 10 or 15 years over these laws. And I'd like to see them striking out against the people who are responsible for this. I'd like to see an uprising. I'd like to see the German government overthrown. Yes, I would. I'd love to see the German government overthrown, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to see those traitorous politicians in a German parliament from all the parties taken out and strung up. I'd like to see the centers of intrigue burned and looted. Yes, I would like to see that happen, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? All that having been said, it's not going to happen, number one. And number two, I don't want to see Bishop Williamson denied his freedoms. But I tell you what, one day, something is going to happen. Or maybe there's going to be a series of events happen, God willing, that brings down that corrupt German government. And you know what? And brings down the corrupt American government, too. Oh, I pray for the day, folks. I pray for the day. I hope to live to see it happen. I don't want it to happen, folks. I really don't want it to happen, but it has to happen. We need to bring down this corrupt government, and I just might mention for the record, this corrupt government is not a Nazi government. It's not been infiltrated by the Nazis. I know there's a lot of patriots out there who believe that to be true. That's not true. That's not true, and I've said it before. I'll say it again and again and again. I'll say it 1,000 times. Any patriot leader, any patriot broadcaster that tells you that the Nazis are on the verge of taking over the U.S. government or they've infiltrated the U.S. government, they're either liars or fools. Liars or fools. Certainly the ones, well, here we go to a break. A lot more to comment about when we come back. Stay tuned.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Talking about this issue of freedom of speech, and it segues right into what I was actually talking about last night on this program. You know, I upset a lot of people for a variety of reasons last night. Probably lost quite a few listeners by coming down hard on the Tea Party movement, the teabaggers, as they call them. And specifically focusing on this guy, Scott Brown, who's being celebrated for his victory, even though he's pro-choice on abortion. All these people who have made abortion their central issue, they have just suddenly, the people who are anti-abortion, have suddenly just turned their head and forgot about that because some directive came down from somewhere. And I'm not conspiracy theorizing here, folks, and I'm not suggesting that there really was a directive from somewhere. I'm just generalizing here. Please don't quote me as saying that a directive came down from the office of David Rockefeller or Jacob Rothschild. I didn't say that. Now, what I'm saying, folks, is that the utter hypocrisy of these people. Here's this guy, pro-choice, as Ted Kennedy was pro-choice, and they're celebrating his victory and saying it's some sort of, you know, I just find it absolutely extraordinary. But you know what it really comes down to, folks? I'm going to come right back to this issue of freedom of speech in a moment. I think it's Nathan Perlmutter of the Anti-Defamation League. He was national chairman, I believe. He wrote a book about 20 years ago, maybe a little bit more, called Anti-Semitism in America. And basically, he makes this amazing admission in the pages of the book, ladies and gentlemen. He says, you know, we Jews, we folks, the Anti-Defamation League, we don't agree with these Christians on abortion, you know. But we can live with limits on abortion. We don't agree with Christians on the issue of school prayer, but we can agree, you know, we can, you know, and he went through this laundry list of issues that are of concern to quote-unquote conservative Christians or the Christian right. And basically what he said was, we really don't care about those issues that much. We can let them have their little victories here and there as long as they sing our song on Israel. Now, you want to read the book yourself. Nathan and Ruth Perlmutter are the authors. I think the title is Anti-Semitism in America. See, that's the whole deal. That's why these Jewish pressure groups promoted these flamers like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and Tim LaHaye and all these people. They really don't care about the culture war as long as they have all of these Christian followers and people like that in the Zionist Jewish camp on the big international issues. That's the bottom line of it. So it's kind of interesting. Here we have a quote-unquote baby killer, and I'm not calling him a baby killer because, as I said, and I know I upset a lot of people with this, I have always been pro-choice in that issue for a variety of reasons, mainly because, I suppose, I think that both men and women have an interest in the matter of abortion. But I'm not going to get into that abortion issue here tonight. In fact, I'm going to criticize some abortion rights groups tonight, folks, because it again comes back to this issue of freedom of speech. Now, there's this group focused on the family. They wanted to buy advertising. I don't know where it stands right now, but they wanted to buy advertising, I guess, during the Super Bowl featuring this guy Tebow. We had a story about him in American Free Press. Tim Tebow, I guess his name is. I don't even know if that's easy. He's a very religious Christian, and he comes from a Christian family, and they're anti-abortion. Well, now the abortion rights groups are bitching. Oh, I shouldn't say bitching because I'll be accused of being a sexist. But the abortion rights groups, the Women's Media Center, speaking on behalf of the National Organization for Women, the Feminist Majority Foundation, and other organizations, have asked CBS to pull the advertisement, which is a paid advertisement. Now, get a load of this. They say, an ad that uses sports to divide rather than to unite has no place in the biggest national sports event of the year. That's a bunch of crap, ladies and gentlemen, and these abortion rights groups should be ashamed of themselves because someone can use the same argument against them. You see, I do believe in freedom of speech, ladies and gentlemen, and I get so gosh darn, I'm going to control my tongue, I get so gosh darn sick and tired of various groups on both sides of issues kicking and fussing and trying to deny the opposition the right to speak out. I have had it happen to me on too many occasions, and, you know, if I could get away with it, I'd stomp down those people that tried to deny me my right to speak, to speak before college groups, to speak before academic groups. I even had American Jewish activists trying to deny me the opportunity to speak before the Malaysian Bar Association whenever I was over in Malaysia. Well, they don't believe that Jewish folks in the United States should be able to call by telephone clear halfway around the world and tell them that they shouldn't allow Michael Collins Piper to speak. In fact, when the attorney introduced me to the Malaysian Bar Association, he said, it appears as though Michael Collins Piper has brought the Jewish virus from America to Malaysia. What he meant was that although the Jews have always had the right, the power, the opportunity, and the privilege of kicking around people and denying them their right to speak out in the United States, they don't like the idea that the Jews in the United States would then try to tell the top lawyers in Malaysia who they may have the privilege of listening to. So these abortion rights groups should be ashamed of themselves because they would kick up a fuss if the pro-life people tried to stop them from advertising. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, ladies and gentlemen. Don't ever try to deny anyone the right to speak out because they might do it to you too. Stay tuned. More when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Excuse me, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Another two stories, interrelated stories in the news that, taken in context or maybe out of context, but definitely taken together, again, harken back to this liberal conservative Democratic Republican fraud that we have in America. And yet, as I say, so many people, even in the patriot movement and even in the so-called white nationalist and white separatist movements, buy. Because the patriots and the white separatists and the white nationalists, when push comes to shove, they always end up in the Republican camp. They allow themselves to be stampeded. Then, of course, you have the miserable liberal camp. They're just as bad in their own way when it comes right down to it. They allow themselves to be stampeded, too. But here's a classic case. I talked about this before, and I upset a lot of people because I didn't go along with the flow. Everybody, a few months ago, during the campaign and even after the campaign, everybody was up in arms. All the people, the conservatives and the patriots, were up in arms about this group, Acorn. And, of course, then Acorn was caught advising somebody who they thought was a prostitute about how she could run a house of prostitution out of her home or some deal like this. Acorn is one of these professional liberal groups, L-I-B-R-U-L, liberal groups. And all the Republicans and the conservatives and the patriots were all up in arms about Acorn because, oh, my God, Acorn might steal the election for Obama, or, oh, my God, Acorn, it might do this, and, oh, my God, thank God for Glenn Beck because he's taken on Acorn, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, now it's kind of funny. The guy who organized that sting on Acorn got caught. He's the son of the acting U.S. attorney for the Western District of Louisiana. His son, this guy, his name is James O'Keefe, he and a couple other guys were caught doing some funny business in the office of Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, who incidentally lives just right around the corner from me here in Washington. Apparently they were trying to wiretap her office. Now, that's not a nice thing to do. Patriots should oppose wiretapping. And if this guy was involved in a plot to wiretap the senator, he should go to jail. But isn't it funny? Here's a guy who campaigned as a defender of honest elections and honest politics. Here he is trying to wiretap somebody. Well, you know, it's kind of funny because this guy who wants honest elections shouldn't be worried about Acorn. He should be worried about ABC and CBS and NBC and all the major networks and the Associated Press, all these groups that get together with the News Election Service, or maybe it's the Voter News Service this month. They change the names of this election unit like a stripper changes clothes between her various acts. You know, I mean, these are the outfits that really control our elections. And Acorn is this little group organizing busloads of poor people and blacks and Hispanics in the inner cities to go out and vote. But Acorn becomes the big bad boogeyman. But no one wants to take on ABC or CBS or NBC. Well, you know, in the old days, the Spotlight newspaper got the whole thing rolling with the articles on vote scam by the late Collier brothers, who, incidentally, were Jews. They were good guys. They were good, truly patriotic Americans. In fact, Ken Collier and I conducted the first ever interview of Jim Traficant for the Spotlight back in something like 1986 or 1987. First time I ever met Jim was with Ken Collier. We interviewed him for the Spotlight. But needless to say, the Spotlight set all this stuff in motion about vote scam through the good work of the Collier brothers. And since then, so many people have picked up the torch, have picked up the banner, and have written so effectively about it and utilized the Internet and videos and all manner of media to get the word out. Now, this is the kind of stuff. This is the real meat of the thing, folks, not little groups like Acorn. They're like a little pebble. They're like a pebble in the ocean. But the real tsunami is the control of our election vote count and computerized vote fraud by the major networks and the people who control the major networks. And who are they, folks? I don't need to tell you. Another related story, talking about our election system. For years, when the Spotlight was trying to build up the Populist Party, which was taken over from within, sabotaged by some punks and thugs and crooks and creepy crawlers, when the Spotlight was trying to promote the Populist Party and trying to promote independent political parties like the Libertarian Party and the Constitution Party and the America First Party and independent candidates outside the liberal, conservative, democratic, Republican stranglehold, all those years when the Spotlight was doing that, we had a lot of good patriots and conservatives who were saying, oh, my God, don't support these third parties. Don't promote Pat Buchanan. Don't promote Ross Perot because, my God, that'll help the Democrats win the elections, and then the Democrats will get control of the Supreme Court. And, oh, my God, if we get a Republican Supreme Court, it's going to be the end of abortion, and they're going to bring back prayer in schools. Okay, we got that Republican-controlled Supreme Court. For all intents and purposes, folks. What was their big ruling here the other day? I didn't see them roll back Roe versus Wade, or I didn't see them return prayer to the public schools, or I didn't see them declare the U.S. war in Iraq a fraud, and I didn't hear them say that the United States troops should be patrolling the borders north and south and protecting our harbors. No, I saw them issue a ruling giving corporations the opportunity to bankroll elections. Is that what we're getting out of the Republican Party? This is what's going to save America? Well, by God, they could have saved America a long time ago. But they didn't. And we are just supposed to say, oh, well, okay, we need to support the Republicans because, after all, they're better than Obama and the Democrats. Or, you know, this is the game that is being played. And if you say that's what's happening, well, then you get the conservatives mad at you and you get the patriots mad at you. But the fact is, the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats, folks, and maybe even more so. I saw some Republican rhetoric here the other day saying that the reason why it's good that corporations should be able to basically bankroll candidates and buy advertising and flood their billions of dollars into the media advertising. The reason why is because then these corporations could educate the public about how good the free enterprise system is. Well, we don't have a free enterprise system in this country, folks. We'd like to have a free enterprise system in this country, but we don't. And the very fact of it is evidenced by the major media in this country and the people who control it and who are now doing everything they can to try to censor the Internet and limit the Internet. And it all comes back to the same sordid group of people. Now, I know a lot of you don't like to hear that, but I'm sorry to tell you, that's the truth. And it ain't the Nazis. I'm going to say that again. I'll say it grammatically correctly. It is not the Nazis. It is not the Nazis, as is the preferred pronunciation in Patriot Land. In Hollywood, it is not the Nazis. Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. Like I said to Mark Glenn the other day, I should have been an accountant. But I've never been very good with numbers, so I guess I probably wouldn't have made a very good accountant. Well, folks, we have a lot of callers. Let's go to Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, welcome aboard.
How you doing, Michael?
What's going on, Eddie?
Michael, I got a couple of things I need to get off my chest. About your program yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. If the Mexicans want to reconquer the Southwest, that is because that's what the Jews want them to think. Okay? If the Vietnamese are here and they have a better job than me and you, that's because that's what the Jews wanted when they financed the war. Okay? If we don't have prayer in the schools, that's because that's what the Jews want you not to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Jews, J-E-W-S, the Jews.
Eddie, let me modify what you're saying, but let me elaborate on what you're saying. And I think you'll agree that this is what I'm correct in saying this. When you say it's the Jews, you are talking about the very same group of people that I have been talking about, the people who control the media in this country, who control the parameters of discussion of what we are allowed to talk about, what we're not allowed to talk about. They're the ones who select the politicians that we are allowed to select from, and as a consequence of that, through that control of the media, they instill ideas into groups like the Mexicans in the Southwest. And they cause problems between blacks and whites, or blacks and Hispanics. They keep the pot stirring. Would you agree with that? Am I accurately reflecting what you're saying?
I do agree with that, Michael. I want to say one more thing. If the white nationalists think for a nanosecond that they could smash Jewish power in their city, in their state, in their country, in the world, by themselves, why haven't they done it? What are they waiting for?
Well, you know, my feeling on that, you know, I'll tell you what my feeling on that is, that I hearken back again, to use that hackneyed old phrase, I hearken back to what my old friend Robert Brock, a black nationalist, told me years ago. He said the reason why the blacks in the United States latched on to the Jewish power interests back in the 1920s and 1930s, and the reason why, he said, was because the blacks sat back and saw how the white people, the overwhelming white majority of the United States, Protestant and Catholic alike, allowed the country and the power centers of this country to be taken over by a handful of wealthy Jewish interests. So as Brock put it, he said, why shouldn't the blacks sign on with the winning side? Well, that comes back to what you're saying, Eddie. I absolutely agree, because I don't think that the white people in this country have the guts to do it alone, and I've always thought that the best opportunity for this country to be taken back in any sense, in any way, shape, or form, is for there to be an alliance between blacks and whites and reds and yellows and greens and blues and even those Jews who want to go along for the ride.
Michael, there is nowhere in this country that's exclusively white or black or Mexican or Haitian or Asian or Croatian. We're all in it together.
I agree with you 100%.
It's the Jews, J-E-W-S, that have been wrecking stuff, Michael, for the last 1,000 years. That's all I had.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, Eddie, because it's funny you bring this up, because I wasn't going to talk about it. I was going to talk about it tonight, but then I set it aside. But I have in my hand this enormous book entitled A Lethal Obsession by Robert S. Wistrich. And this book, which is, oh my God, it must be, it's well over 1,000 pages. The Lethal Obsession, according to Mr. Wistrich, who is a professor of something or another in Israel, it's this big complaint that for thousands of years, everybody has been mad at the Jews. You know, I got thinking about it. You know, I have never seen a 1,000-page book by any Asians complaining that everybody's mad at the Asians. I've never seen a 1,000-page book by Italians complaining that everybody's against the Italians. I don't even think I've ever seen a 1,000-page book by blacks saying that everybody has been against the blacks since, well, let's just put it, after the years of slavery. Now, I think the blacks have a very good argument that they didn't have it very good during slavery, but the point is that there's only one group that is constantly complaining about how everybody's been down on them in every country of the world, every culture of the world, every religion of the world, and yet they constitute the most singularly powerful subset of the American establishment. And that is, as you put it, the Jews, the Jews, the Jews. So, Eddie, you're absolutely right.
Michael, can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Money laundering, organ trafficking, theft, prostitution, pornography, embezzlement, fraud, trafficking in slaves, wrongful imprisonment. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Why shouldn't we be mad at these people?
As I said here, picking up a book a few weeks ago, there's this book entitled Anti-Semitic Myths. I opened up the book, and all these things that they say are anti-Semitic myths are true. So, you know, I think the people who are complaining the most are the ones who have to do the most self-introspection, I think the phrase is. They should start looking back and say, why is it that everybody's been so mad at us? And why is everybody still mad at us? And why is everybody mad at the United States? And, well, you know, it's that same refrain the Jews, the Jews, the Jews. I know a lot of people don't like to hear us say that, Eddie, but the truth hurts. But
Michael,
then that's why RBN is here, because people can handle the truth, and that's why we're talking about it here tonight. You couldn't talk about this on CBS or NBC or on a lot of the Patriot networks, but we can talk about it here on RBN.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say it till they take me out. Michael, that's all I had. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, thanks for your call, Eddie. Eddie doesn't pull any punches, folks. He's like a lot of the listeners and callers here at RBN. Okay, we are going to the break momentarily. We have a lot of callers here tonight. When we come back, we are going to go to Steve in Connecticut. Steve, if you'll hang on, we'll bring you right up after the break, and you can shine.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, folks, we're wrapping up, I think, with what was a lively little hour here. We do have Steve with us, but it's Steve in Chicago, not Connecticut. Steve, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Michael. You're beginning to sound like Black's Entertainment channels. what I'm calling about is this article in the Tagesspiegel. It says, Bishop, show is a Jewish invention. Now, this is the Polish Bishop of Krakow. His name is Tadeusz Hronek. I don't know if I pronounced it right, part Polish, but don't know. It says, according to his opinion, the Holocaust is used by Israel as a propaganda weapon. He said there were extermination camps, but they killed many Poles, Italians, Gypsies, and Catholics. The driving force of the propaganda, Peronik said, is located in the U.S. The Jews have a good press because they're supported by powerful donors who are to be found in America. This leads to a kind of arrogance I cannot accept. And he said, you see the picture of the wall, meaning Palestinian wall. We can assume that a colossal injustice is done against the Palestinians who are treated like animals. The bishop asked, let us also ask for a day of remembrance for the Palestinians. He got on a radio station and he said that the name Shoah came from a Jewish environment and it has no biblical basis, a Catholic basis. That's all I have to say, Michael.
Steve, thanks for that call. I'm glad you pointed that out. Yeah, that's a very, you know, it's very, very interesting because here's a guy who even accepts this Polish clergyman. He's a bishop, archbishop, whatever. Here's a guy who basically accepts the official story of the Holocaust, and yet he is pointing out that there have been so many other people who have suffered, including today the Palestinians, and yet this guy is being attacked for having said what Steve read to us here tonight. So you see, no matter how far you go, no matter how far you accept their arguments, no matter how far you go along to get along, they're still not happy because this Polish clergyman dared to challenge the official line, the official policy. He dared to point out that it is the American media, that it's based here in the United States, that these Jewish power groups, like Eddie said, it's the Jews, it's the Jews, it's the Jews. It's not the Nazis, folks. It's not the Nazis. Those Jews who dare to stand up against this and speak out, God bless them, and there are those who do, but not enough. And that's why we're in the position we are today, folks. That's why we're fighting these insane wars. That's why people around the world are angry at the United States for lending our tax dollars to these insane wars. And they're not happy, folks, they're not just happy with Iraq. They're not just happy with Afghanistan. They want us. They want us in Iran. Robert Kagan, one of these wonderful kosher conservatives, he says that Iran is now the opportunity to bring democracy to the Middle East. He says, imagine an Iran whose educated, inventive, and highly cultured people were allowed to flourish, fully enmeshed in the global economy and society. How do we get that? Destroy Iran, folks. That's the same argument they used regarding Iraq. We're going to bring democracy to Iraq, and Iraq is going to be a model for the whole world and for the whole Middle East, where they're going to have democracy. Yet in Iraq today, folks, they don't let all the political parties participate. It just goes on and on and on. I should have been an accountant. Apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up tonight. We'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. Let us pray for America. Let's say those prayers, folks. Forget about the Holocaust. Let's pray that we don't have a future Holocaust caused by the very people who complain so much about, quote-unquote, the Holocaust. Have a good evening.
Introducing the new Go Bird.